And the reason for that trial, it's not that we don't have already safety data related to that combination. What we're doing is a very sophisticated and careful review of potential markers that may help us understand cardiac safety. So we're doing a lot of serum markers. We're doing specifically something called metabolomics, looking at 500 metabolites of carbohydrates, lipids, and proteins, because we want to understand this cardiac safety. Actually, there were some fascinating data presented at San Antonio in a preclinical model discussing the differential effects of trastuzumab and lapatinib in terms of proteins in the cells that may help understand the cardiac safety of these drugs. But right now, the cardiac safety of lapatinib looks very good. You know, we just are finishing writing a paper.
Does it look very good mean it looks like there's not excess cardiac toxicity, or do we really have the data to know one way or the other?
We have the data. You know, I've looked, not only I have looked, but my colleague in this study is Michael Ewer from MD Anderson. We've looked at the data of more than 3,500 patients who have received lapatinib for a variety of tumor types. In about 2,200 of those patients, they had not received prior trastuzumab. The incidence of symptomatic congestive heart failure is in the range of 0.2 to 0.3%.
And what about in people who had anthracyclines before?
No difference at all in terms of the risk of cardiotoxicity in the lapatinib trial, still 0.2 to 0.3% congestive heart failure. So
I don't even want to begin to think about the mechanism of why it wouldn't cause cardiac toxicity and trastuzumab would. Any guesses?
Well, that's why these data presented at San Antonio are very interesting, because it may be a pathway associated with TNF-alpha that we're going to be exploring some more in preclinical and also in clinical specimens. So related to that single arm in the study, you know, this is something we did not take lightly. We want to figure out whether, you know, there could be an alternative to trastuzumab, but we need to test it. You know, in many parts of the country, taking tablets may be very advantageous for patients. If indeed there is a difference in cardiotoxicity, the only way to really figure this out is by doing a randomized trial, because just looking at the lapatinib studies alone or the trastuzumab alone doesn't do enough service to us understanding this potentially important factor. But can you imagine if in this trial we show that lapatinib is equivalent to trastuzumab, but even less cardiotoxicity? However, we need to be a little careful. I'm not saying that people should be using lapatinib now in the adjuvant setting. I would never do this, at least for now, unless we do this as part of a trial. The toxicity profile of lapatinib is different. You know, there's some GI toxicities that do not occur with trastuzumab. So there are pluses and minuses to both drugs.
How much GI toxicity?
It depends on the drug or lapatinib that is used. I expect that in the dose that we're going to utilize in ALTO, the risk is going to be no more than 5%.
This is nausea?
And diarrhea.
Nausea and diarrhea.
That is right, yeah. So lapatinib looks like a very good drug. It's a tablet. The cardiac toxicity looks very good, but there are other some safety issues that we need to pay attention to. Another issue is that we have a proposed dose of lapatinib, but we need to be sure that patients will take the drugs, because we can have this great theoretical idea, and if people take only two tablets instead of five or six, then we may not be able to really explore the efficacy of this agent.